I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is.
Not a lot of classics in the pipeline.
Let's look back a little bit at this year and before that and pick up on one of your favorite terms, which is flops. You were capable of picking them out better than anybody I know.
Well, not hard to miss.
I know.
$200, $300 million budgets, crazy marketing campaigns. You can't miss them. So when they flop. So the summer kicked off with this movie, King Arthur. Guy Ritchie, who has a string of hits to his credit. Recently, the Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
And this looked to be like Guy Ritchie lending his Cracker Jack slick chops to old legendary prop.
One of the ways you know is on the bottom line. If they're seriously below breaking even, they're flops.
Well, King Arthur did indeed flop. Another one with Matt Damon, big star, The Great Wall. But again, it was another one that as soon as I saw the trailer for it, what is he doing? Why is this happening?
Well, when you've got 1,000 Asians around him, and he's the only white guy
doing?
In the whole...
What
is Matt Damon doing
here? He has exercised a lot of quality control over his career over the years, so this seemed particularly an egregious mistake.
There were a couple of others that came out this year that were flops that I just liked. The Zookeeper's Wife and The Founder about McDonald's.
It was one of those movies that didn't have a big theatrical rollout. Is that a flop?
Yeah, it's financially a flop.
Another flop, Pirates of the Caribbean 5.
Ugh, God, enough.
They do any sort of market research? Don't they ask the question, are audiences hungry for this?
You know, one that I really like, Free Fire. Army Hammer was in that and Kevin Spacey.
That was a great little
heist film.
Yeah, the interesting indie director, Ben Wheatley.
Had
a little,
it was good.
Smaller budget, tried and true crime thriller.
Just nobody, I think, heard of it. People who saw it, such as I, would spread the word, but it wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Just too
small. So that's
small
a little
film.
Different. Yeah. It's a smaller film, right.
And maybe you might say that too about Ghost in the Shell.
No, I wouldn't say that about Ghost in the Shell. There were high hopes for that movie.
I know.
With Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yes.
Proven box office draw.
Yeah.
Associated with many huge global hits. There was some interest in that movie.
Yeah. We could look at all-time flops. John Carter.
It was John Carter of Mars. The marketing gurus thought, oh, John Carter of Mars. That sounds a little weird. So let's just call it John Carter.
I just think the guy who was...
Taylor Kitsch.
Oh, my gosh, was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, that was not a good bet for those
And that's... See,
you're hundreds of millions of dollars, you're not taking any chances. How about Heaven's Gate?
Yeah, boy, that changed everything. In the 70s, with all these great movies...
Yeah.
...giving directors more creative freedom. Michael Cimino, hot off of the Deer Hunter movie.
Yeah.
Spent way too much money.
Yeah.
Made Heaven's Gate. It all flopped, and that system collapsed.
Beautifully photographed.
Yeah.
The Lone Ranger with Armie Hammer again.
Oh, my God.
What happened with this Johnny Depp?
They either make things that are over-serious or they turn it into like a comedy.
The one, in my memory, not the worst financial bust, but it was a bust, but the one that kind of synthesized the idea of flop was Ishtar.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you, I stand by the first hour of that movie. I think that movie is funny. I love Dustin Hoffman and Warren Beatty being silly.
They're like song and dance guys, aren't they, who end up in the Middle East or somewhere?
Directed by Elaine May, who is a genius.
A smart lady.
That movie is not bad. I think what happened was it got bad press for going over budget, going over schedule. It got a bad rap, and people were ready to hate that movie when it came out. Back to this year. Released pretty close together, Stephen King adaptations of The Dark Tower and It.
Yeah.
Both of those movies were eagerly anticipated. The Dark Tower just felt completely flat.
Yeah.
And It is still raking it in.
And I think that's an excellent example. Taking two from the same author and then seeing how one can be successful and one can't. But you know something? I don't think our audience is enlightened one bit about flops from our discussion. We have been running.
Really?
I don't think we gave them any.
Okay.
Any?
I thought we were just going to enumerate them.
Yeah,
not
we were.
Enlighten.
Well, we always hope that in Cinema Classics,
you
there's some
listen,
insight. That
I'm sure someone, that one listener, has learned about a flop.
Because you can be sure Cinema Classics is not a flop.
No, because we do it for free. It doesn't cost anything.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.